Right then, we've got 15 more songs to go. Coming up is a former number one from the UK charts, but first, a song that will eventually peak number three on the UK charts. This is the brilliant Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman. What a great tune. That was, of course, Percy Sledge there and When a Man Loves a Woman, a song that would eventually peak at number three in the UK, although it would actually get to number two in 1987 in the UK, thanks to a famous jeans commercial. Elsewhere around the world, it was a number eight hit in Belgium. It got to number 12 in the Netherlands, and it was, deservedly so, a number one single in America. Right then, I did promise you a former number one on the UK charts, and here is that particular song. This song spent a total of just 1 week at the top of the UK charts. It was, of course, the brilliant Dusty Springfield, and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I to follow you and beg you
So one of the great songs from the 1960s, that was Dusty Springfield there, and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. That particular song was a number one single in many countries around the world, although it was actually a cover version of a song which was released in 1965 by Pino Donaggio and Vito Pallavicini. The song was called Lo Si Non Vivo, I think. My Italian's not that great. Of course, Dusty Springfield's version, though, was a massive, massive hit. This song as well has also been covered by numerous artists as well since then, including Elvis Presley in 1970. Right then, it is time to play for you three more songs in a row before we reach the top 10 on this week's show. In just a moment, at number 11, you're going to hear from Loving Spoonful and Daydream. Before that, at number 12, Ken Dodd will be here with Promises. But first, at number 13, this is Crispian St. Peter's with Pied Piper.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on, babe.
This is A Blast from the Past.
Number 12.
Promises. Promises.
Promises. Just empty promises. That's all you gave to me right from the start. And all glasses that only left me with a broken heart. Now the one you kept your promise to has gone from you, but don't you know that I still love you? Please come back, then we will start anew and try to make those promises come true. Promises, just empty promises. That's all you gave to me right from the start. And all your promises were broken promises that only left me with a broken heart. Now the one you kept your promise to has gone from you, but don't you know that I still love you? Please come back, then we will start anew and try to make those promises come true.
Here comes another blast from the past.
Number 11.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
There we go, this week's number 11. That was The Loving Spoonful there and Daydream. Chart-wise, that particular song made it to number 13 in Australia in 1966. It was a number 2 hit in the US and also in Sweden as well. It also got to number 2 in the UK, but it was a chart-topper in New Zealand and also Canada as well. Before that, at number 12, you heard from Ken Dodd and Promises, a song that would eventually get to number 6 in the UK charts. And before both of those songs, at number 13, you heard from Crispian St. Peters and The Pied Piper. That particular song was originally written and recorded by The Changing Times in 1965. That version for them only made it to number 87 in America, but when Crispian St. Peters released the single, it was a major hit during the summer of 1966, getting to number 4 in the US, number 5 in the UK, and it was also a number 1 single in Canada. So then we have reached the top 10 on this week's A Blast from the Past. Remember, we are looking back at the UK Top 40 from the 26th of May 1966. And at number 10, here are the Small Faces with Hey Girl.
Understand that I've been waiting for a long, long time. Think everything's gonna turn out fine.
Hey, hey,
it's alright.
Hey, hey,
it's alright.
Hey, hey,
my.
Hey, hey,
yeah. Girl, treat me kind. And girl, I think you'll find your eyes and I think you'll see.
Hey, hey,
it's alright.
Hey, hey,
my.
Hey, hey,
come on children.
Hey, hey,
mama. When I think of what I've missed, it makes me laugh inside. All the girls that I ain't kissed, just to keep my pride. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So girl, look around, and girl, see what we've found. We've found something we can't fight. Don't think twice, it'll be alright now.
Hey, hey,
it's alright.
Hey, hey,
I said, my, yeah.
Hey, hey,
it's alright.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
So this week's number 10, that was The Small Faces there and Hey Girl, a song that would go no higher on the UK charts. Right there, 9 more songs to go. And at number 9, this is Bob Dylan with Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35.
Yeah. stone you when you are hung and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
There we go, this week's number 9, that was Bob Dylan there, and Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35. A song that would reach number 17 in Australia, number 3 in Canada, number 9 in the Netherlands, number 13 in New Zealand. It would eventually peak at number 7 in the UK and would reach number 2 on the American charts. Kept from the top of the charts by the song, which you'll hear in just a minute, at number 8. The album as well it was taken from was called Blonde on Blonde. If you can, check out Bob Dylan's back catalogue, I suppose you call it nowadays, for some great, great tunes. That's all I can say. He is a legend. So what kept then Bob Dylan from the top of the American charts in 1966? Well, at number 8 it was the Mamas and the Papas. Here they are with Monday Monday.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day.
So the Mamas and the Papas there, and Monday, Monday, a song that got to number four in Australia, number four in Ireland, and also New Zealand as well. It would eventually peak at number three in the UK. It would only manage to get to number 39 in Italy in 1966, but it was a number one single in Canada, South Africa, and also the US as well. Their only number one single in that particular country. It was also, by the way, the first time in history as well a song by a mixed gender group also reached the top of the US charts. So then we've got seven more songs to go on this week's A Blast from the Past, and at number seven, this is Roy C with Shotgun Wedding.
Town, and I'm the victim, and oh yeah, of a shotgun wedding. Cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh yeah. Yes, I have. For you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun.
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 Shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Shotgun.
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 Shotgun
wedding.
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Somebody please come rescue me. And oh yeah, Lord, 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 shotgun.
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 Shotgun wedding.
There we go then. Roy C at number 7, a former number 6 on the UK charts. That was his biggest single to date globally. That was, of course, Shotgun Wedding. Although another song released by him, Impeach the President, which he recorded and produced with a high school group, the Honey Drippers, has had one of the most sampled drum tracks in hip hop music history. There we go. So we have got 6 more songs to go, including a former number 1 as well on the UK charts. That's at number 4, but before that's at number 6, this is a former number 2 for the Beach Boys. Here they are with Sloop John B.
We come on the Sloop John B, my grandfather and me, around so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go.
So one of their most successful singles from the 1960s, that was the Beach Boys there and Sloop John B. Chart-wise, it only made it to number 17 in Australia in 1966 and number 2 in Ireland. It would also get to number 2 as well in the UK and number 3 in America. But it was a chart topper in Norway, South Africa, Sweden, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Germany and also Austria as well. Right then, 5 more songs to go. And number 5, here are the Merseys with Sorrow.
Spending all my money
First recorded by the McCoys in 1965 and released as the B-side to their cover Fever. That was a big hit in the 1960s in the UK by that particular band, the Merseys. It would reach number four on the UK charts. And also in 1973 as well, the David Bowie version would also chart worldwide as well. So then we have got four more songs to go, and I did promise you a former number one from the UK charts, and here is that particular song, spending 3 weeks previously at the top of their charts. This is Manfred Mann with Pretty Flamingo.
So tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. If she just would, some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha la la, la 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 la, pretty flamingo. There we go, Manfred Mann there, and Pretty Flamingo, a song that had previously spent 3 weeks at the top of the UK charts. It also spent 4 weeks as well at the top of the charts in Ireland. It would only get to number 29 in America, number 3 in Norway, number 12 in Germany, and it was a number 2 hit as well in Canada. That was Manfred Mann and Pretty Flamingo. Right then, three more songs to go. We're going to find out what is number one very, very soon. And it is a brand new number one as well. But before we do that, a song that would eventually get to number one on the UK charts. This is the brilliant Frank Sinatra with Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night.
up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
A song that would eventually spend 3 weeks at the top of the UK charts. It was also a number one single as well in America. That was, of course, Frank Sinatra and Strangers in the Night. The song was taken from the album of the same name, which would, by the way, become his most commercially successful album around the world. And it also won him a Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance and Record of the Year in 1967. Two more songs to go then. If you thought the Troggs and Wild Thing would be at number one, unfortunately you'd be wrong, because here they are at number two with Wild Thing.
Thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
You make my
The Trogs at number two with Wild Thing, and that particular song was originally recorded and released by the American rock band The Wild Ones in 1965, but it did not chart. The Trogs single reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and would spend just the 1 week at number two in the UK. Elsewhere around the world, it would also get to number 5 in Austria, number 15 in Belgium, number 5 as well in Ireland and also the Netherlands, and also a number 5 hit as well in South Africa. But it would top the charts, as mentioned, in the US and also New Zealand as well. So what song then is number one on this week's A Blast from the Past? Remember, we have been looking back at the UK Top 40 from the 26th of May 1966. Well, spending just the 1 week at the top of the UK charts, here are the legendary Rolling Stones with Paint It Black.
Turn my head.
That was the band's sixth number one single in the UK and also their third in America as well. That was the Rolling Stones there and Paint It Black, spending just the 1 week at the top of the UK charts. Elsewhere around the world, it would also get to number two in Austria, number three in Belgium, number two in Germany and also Ireland and Norway as well. And it would be a number four hit in New Zealand and Spain. But not only was it a number one single in the UK and the US, it also topped the Dutch Top 40 and also the Canadian charts as well. So then, unfortunately, we have come to the end of today's A Blast from the Past. But thank you very much for joining me here today on the show. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have your company. Don't forget to check out the website if you can, www.blast80s.com, where you'll find links to all of my social media accounts. And, of course, you can listen to some old shows as well. Plus, message me about anything to do with the show, anything at all that you'd like. But no bad things, please. I'll be back again next time, though, with another edition of A Blast from the Past. But until then, I'm going to leave you with a song at number 23. Here are the Mamas and the Papas with California Dreamin'. Catch you laters.
Church, I passed along